Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Artfully and Amber, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop of what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. To the boys, L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot.
Yeah. Another wonderful, wonderful wintry Wednesday for us in Chicago. Man, it's Nod Your Head Wednesdays. It's your boy Brock G, a.k.a. L1, a.k.a. Logical One. I got too many fucking aliases. I got to slow down. But yeah, man, we back, man. Here we are on Wednesday. I don't know who the fuck calling in today. I know Divine's supposed to call in. I'm going to see if Red going to call in. If not, you just got motherfucking me. So, yeah, when we back today, we doing our thing. Tonight's guest will be Ghostface Killer. Yeah, that nigga going to be in the building, man. And we got PM Dom, the program director, man, set these cats on me at the last minute, man. But PM Dom, man, was a pinnacle group, man, in the 90s, man. They was kind of in the like of I can't remember the damn name of this damn group, but Everyday People motherfuckers, man. I can't remember the damn name, man. But they were in that line of MCs back in the day. It's going to come to me later on tonight, but y'all know the group that sang Everyday People and shit, man. It was like one of the hottest tracks back in the day, and then PM Don had they had a few other hits, but the most memorable is Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. And I got that on the Facebook page if you have never heard of it. Of course, my program director, man, this motherfucker waits to the last minute to send me their new music. And I want to upload it, but what I do is I play it for you next week because I got a whole bunch of other shit on here tonight. But, yeah, that's who we're supposed to have on here tonight, Ghostface Killer and PM Don, man. So it's going to be a nice little show for you tonight, man. Like I say, I'm just chilling tonight, man. If you want to call in, 718-766-4553 and chop it up with me. I got some new shit for you tonight. I'm still playing off of Prince Poe's album. I got some, you know, Mobb Deep. I got one track off the new album and one track. It was a double LP, but motherfuckers, you get the drift. And, you know, I'm just going to play some shit for y'all tonight, man, and keep it moving, man. Before we get into the show, man, I want to talk about some shit that's been going on in the news, especially out here in Chicago, man. These niggas and these guns, man, are fucking killing me, man. How the hell do y'all shoot at a grandmother and two kids, man? Y'all motherfuckers going to hell in gasoline draws. I don't understand the thought process of y'all, man. Y'all motherfuckers, man, shooting at people, but ain't aiming right, man. And then you hit a one-year-old. I think it was a three-year-old and a one-year-old, man. But, you know, it's ridiculous, man. Y'all tripping, man. Y'all really bugging, man. And then you be the very motherfucking mean mugging in jail. And, you know, later on when they catch your ass in the shower and shit without no gun, you know, that mean mug going to be turned to a fucking frown, man, when they catch you. And, you know, it's just fucked up, man, the mentality of cats. And you know, the struggle, you know, a grandmother and two kids, they weren't even the intended target. Then you got this other asshole on the north side, man. He goes in there and robs the fucking store. He kills the clerk, and then some other gentleman gets into an argument with the cat. And for the, by the grace of God, man, you know, dude didn't die, but he got shot in the head, man. Over what? You know what I'm saying? The struggle continues, man, but you niggas, man, out here, man, y'all need to pump the brakes, man, for real, man. There's so much more going on, man, and we killing each other for nothing. You know, the dumbass nigga, man, that sat over here, you know, and then these people with these kids, man, killing these babies. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't ready for parenthood, man, stop skeeting up in these motherfuckers, man. I'm serious, man. Y'all ain't getting it, man. You know, it's so much going on, man. It's so much we missing, you know, and we as a race, man, we a dying breed, man, because we can't get right, man. I don't understand what the problem is. We can't get right. But I'm going to get off my soapbox for a minute, man, and let's get into some new releases, man. I see a lot of new releases are getting ready to drop in April. If you don't know, and you know, Hip Hop D, this is courtesy of Hip Hop DX, man. But this today, well, not today, yesterday, April 1st, April Fool's, motherfucker. Big Hutch, Ray Joe Santana, you know, Mobb Deep dropped they shit yesterday, you know, the infamous Mobb Deep, you know, I can never pronounce these motherfuckers' name right, man, but Cunning Linguisticus, whatever, I can't pronounce these, they got some dope shit, though, but they got an album coming out, well, it came out yesterday, man, Strange Journey Volume 3, man, you know, that's some underground backpack shit, but, I mean, it's still good, man, but, yeah, so yesterday some shit came out, Mobb Deep had a double LP that came out, man. And then next week, April 8th, SZA, I guess that's how you pronounce it, SZA and his album Z is coming out. So that's called Chuck English, Bop Allo. I don't even know who the fuck that nigga is, man. But they coming out on the 8th, man. And then on the 14th, Iggy, the new classic's coming out. So that's the only thing that's coming out. But I'm interested in April 15th, man. Mark this shit on y'all calendars, man. April 15th, man, Nas is supposed to be dropping a new joint out, man. So that might be hot to death, man. Illmatic 10, I guess, or Illmatic XXX. And then Pharoah's dropping another album out, man, Post Traumatic Stress Disorder, man. Pharoah is underrated, man. Cats don't give him his just props, man. I met the cat, man, a couple of years ago, man. He's a real smooth dude, man. And he's a great MC, man. He just don't get the push that that's needed. I think he's with Duck Down now. You know, fucking around with them and everything, and they're a pretty good group, man. But he just don't get the push he need, man, to be heard, man. A lot of these cats don't get the push they need to be heard, man. But it be like that sometimes, man. You know, I don't get it. But man, I'm gonna kick off a few joints, man, to start the night off. And I gotta tell y'all, man, I love this joint, man, by Black Milk. Go get that shit, man. He holding it up for Detroit, man, for real. Black Milk holding it up for Detroit, man. Not to say that Slum Village ain't doing their thing either, man, but both of them cats, man, are underrated, man. Pick up some Detroit music, man. There's some Chicago shit out here, man. I just got to get some more, you know, people to send me some shit, man. Y'all want your shit played, man, send it to me, man. Logical3, logikal3@gmail.com. I play the shit, man, but y'all got to send it, man. Stop being motherfucking slow motherfuckers waiting for GCI and them big name brand radio stations to play your shit. Motherfucker, we got listeners, man, if you ain't know. So, I mean, man, you know, do what you got to do, man, and send your stuff out to me, and I can make it happen. You know, just let people hear you out, man. But you got to send it to me. Stop playing. So I'm going to hit y'all with this Dirt Bell and maybe some Ghostface, man, while we waiting on them brothers to call in. And we'll be back, man. Nod your head.
Is an introduction really necessary for someone we all know so well?
They sleeping on them hard, yo, they sleeping on them. Used to dream about, think about the long road. Backseat limos to award shows, hitting off such and such, hanging out with so and so. yeah, a taste of that glamour. He don't even miss it, so it don't even matter. Rather sit down and listen. Why? Writing a letter to the fam like I miss them. I ain't been around, rarely see them. Yeah, it's been a while out here on this road. If they only knew that I'm out here doing it for them, from state to state. Straining these vocal cords from screaming on these mics at fans till I see hands every night. Automatic when they see me, autographs on the CD since 2005 on the rise, moving freely. So to the loved ones that's brokenhearted, before I depart this planet, gotta finish what I started.
Melody is rare, but right now, all around us, and so compelling you never miss the fact there's no melody.
Tony for mayor. Tony for mayor. Tony for mayor. Tony for mayor.
Catch me in the crisp blue six, deep dish, doors is crisp. Velour stop at the wrist, watches involved. Talk to me, Trick Daddy. I like the way you tilt your hat up in that caddy, son. Can't believe you the most slept on. Took a break since the Cuban. Niggas looking like you just rep wrong. You done slimmed down a bit. Got caught with the hammer. Steel banners, medical examiners, clock, live hammers for real. You a live nigga. Rock your five in your slippers like the mother five guys in your picture. Come on, watch. I'm the star of the show, so bloated, motherfucker. You ain't blue in 3 years, you son of a bitch. That's why I rock the big shit. Don't forget who you is, nigga, you my little shit. I will crush you to pieces, stop your heart from ticking. You mad cause you a older clock. Couple rocks mentioned in my brightness. The band, you can say it's ice lightning. You don't like him, do you? You wanna fight him, in fact. I should've put you back, relaxed on the stones and cops in 2011 since snow cones, a bowl of milk almost killed you. You almost drowned in my pops. I brought another box, I'ma keep it real with you. And I'ma murder you if your bitch ass get on my nerves again. Yo, Ghost, you's a funny nigga. Turn on the radio, all you hear is X and Jigga. Haha, you vexed, nigga. No airplay. Bet my gas spray, yeah, that's hearsay. You spray hairspray. Enough north, nigga, you ain't getting jail play. How you know, yo, it's obvious, clear as day. Hold on, let me park my shit. Let me find out this nigga barking and shit. I'm the dawn of this shit. And you know that shit I roll with golden arms to hit. My wallows show off, go off like an alarm in a six. Straight to yellow and I'm still popping. My movie life in the hood is like an ill doctrine. Be trial with a legal way, fuck Cochran. And if it's on, I might blow you if I'm boxed in. Boxed in.
Yo, yo, what you doing, man? Come on, man, chill out, man. I'm just fucking with you, man. Why you?
Okay.
Come on, son. We can't don't be calling us like this, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm just telling you, son, man.
Like that.
A nigga just fucking with you.
Hold on, let me tell y'all motherfuckers something. Yo, nigga, we can battle for belts, ice, whatever the fuck you wanna do. Let me tell y'all something. This is the theater of you, motherfucker. And we coming, man. We taking all this shit. That's word to my mama, man.
Yo, and we back just like that, man. Black Milk, Dirt Bells, and Ghost Face the Watch, man. Man, you got to wonder, though, man. Shuffle classes for Ghost, man. That nigga be sampling some shit, man. So yeah, I'm sure the sample clearances on them motherfuckers, man, is highly expensive, man. So anyway, y'all read about Wale ass, man, fighting somebody, man, at WCW, I mean, WWE, Raw. Motherfucker got to a fight, man, with some cats on Twitter. What's up with grown-ass man and Twitter, man? We'll talk about that in a second, man. But yeah, man, he got into a fight, allegedly, at the WWE Raw out there at D.C., man, the event D.C., and supposedly punched some dude in the face, man. And, you know, it was always some stupid-ass tweets, man. I don't get grown niggas, man, why they be going off and on each other, man, on tweets, man. I'm like, it's Twitter, man. You ain't going to, well, in this case, he did meet the person, but still, you know, it's like grown-ass niggas, man, on Twitter arguing like bitches on Facebook, man, and I don't get that, man. It's crazy, man. Speaking of niggas arguing, Lord Jamar went in on Justin Bieber. You know, I'm with Lord Jamar, man, on some things, man. But sometimes, man, you got to let it go, man. I mean, I support him, man, on some of the shit he be talking about, man. But, he a lot of motherfuckers been leached off of black music, man. He's on courtesy of Hip Hop BX, man. Lord Jamar says Justin Bieber is leeching off black music. But to be perfectly honest, man, you really got to blame Usher for that shit, because Usher found his ass. And, you know, that, I mean, shit, that this has been going on. White folks been leeching off black music. This ain't nothing new, man. Shit, Elvis leached off black music, man. It's just a new generation. You know, when I was growing up through the 80s, man, all these white folks, and I'll use the term white folks, you know, not as a racial slur or a stereotype, but, I mean, when I grew up through the 80s, man, the only white woman that I knew that could sing hard like black women was Tina Marie. It's a few other ones out there, you know, but Tina Marie was one of them, you know, Blue Eyed Soul is what they call it. And, you know, white folks wasn't jumping on the bandwagon like they are now, man. It's Justin Bieber shit, Miley Cyrus, man. That chick right there, man, what's up with the Disney motherfuckers, man, and the Nickelodeon motherfuckers, man? As soon as they get off that squeaky clean image, they come out hoish to the motherfucker, man, hoish and thug. You know, Justin Timberlake ass, man, that motherfucker black, half black. You know, but, yeah, I mean, I feel what Lord Jamar is trying to say, but, I mean, shit, times have changed, man. You know, MTV wouldn't even play a black motherfucker's video, man. And then you got these motherfucking Backstreet Boys. All these motherfuckers want to be black and shit, man. And you know, you tripping, but, I mean, shit. In one way, it's good for the business, but then when you realize, if you really check history, man, and see how much was stolen from black culture, man, artistically and music-wise, man. I mean, this shit been going on. This ain't nothing new. So that's why I found it funny, man, when he was, you know, going in on Justin Bieber, man, you know, about him leeching from, you know, black music. And, I feel you, Jamar, man, but at the same time, this shit been going on, man. You know that, man. You know, I respect dude, man, because, I mean, even though motherfuckers think he's irrelevant, you know, the new term that most of these young cats use today, he speaks the truth, man. I think that's what the music needs now, man. More positiveness, you know, in the music. Hold on, we got a caller, man. Look like it's Divine. What's up, man? Najee Ray. You sliding in, man. I was talking about fucking Lord Jamar, man, going in on Justin Bieber, man, about him leeching off of black music. But I'm like, you can't just blame that on Justin Bieber, man. That shit been going on forever. Shit. Cash been leeching off black music for a long time, man. That's like, shit. But I was saying, you know, when we was growing up, man, you know, it wasn't too many, you know, white/black singers, white singers with soul. You know what I'm saying? I was like, when we grew up, you know, we had Tina Marie, you know, and a couple other blue-eyed soul singers and stuff like that. You know, it wasn't as out there like it is now. You know, you go out there now, every motherfucker got some soul and shit on them now, you know. London, I mean, over there in England, man, there's a lot of motherfuckers over there that's got some soul, man. It didn't just start with Adele, goddammit, but it's a lot of them over there, Jack. I mean, they grew up on soul over there, Motown and shit like that, because they used to ship that shit over there. So it was real prevalent and popular over there, man. You know, that's why, like, when you think about the MTV generation, I mean, we had the hair bands and shit over here, but a lot of shit came from England when MTV was kicking in. It was a lot of them motherfuckers cashing in, you know. Remember that group, Kagugo? That song, too, Sha-Sha, Hush-Hush, all that type of shit, man. You remember them?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's why, and the Thompson, Hold Me Now. Motherfuckers don't remember that shit, man. And all that shit came from over there, man, or that soul, man. A lot of Boy George, Culture Club. Look at that shit, man. Google it, man, if y'all so inclined to do so, man. That, you know, so it don't start with Justin Bieber. But like I say, motherfuckers, you know, you need to blame about that. You know, holler at Usher, because like I say, he signed that Canadian motherfucker, man, and put him on. So, shit. What's her name? Lady Gaga, man. Shit. I mean, she's a weird motherfucker, but if you look at her, she ain't doing nothing but emulating early Madonna. And then early Madonna emulated Grace Jones. A lot of y'all don't know who the fuck Grace Jones is, but look up. That she's a wild motherfucker. Think Boomerang. Look, if you want to see Grace Jones, look at Boomerang, Strange. If you want to see who that was, man. But yeah, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, check that shit out, man. Lord Jamal, like I said, I love you, homie, but pump your brakes, man. Y'all respect you, dude, but it ain't just Bieber leeching off the music, man. Like I said, man, a lot of weird shit going on, man, in the world, man. Motherfucking earthquakes happening and shit. Today, another shooting at some Fort Hood. An army post, man. These cats snapping, man. Going up shooting each other, man. They snapping for real, man. The earthquake in Chile, man, an 8.2, man, a little earthquake we had in L.A., man, in Cali, man. Shit getting buck wild, man. Hold on, we got a call, man. We're going to slide up in here. Najee Radio, who's calling? Talk to me. Hello? Okay, they dropped. Just they ain't want to talk to me.
Right.
He's
like, what?
Yeah, man. They had a motherfucking earthquake, man. Chile, 8.2 off the Richter scale, man. And shit. The cat that was over there, man, like 300 convicts escaped, man. It, you know what? That happened in Haiti too, man. The earthquake they had over there, and all the inmates escaped and shit, man. And it's crazy, man, with all these earthquakes popping off like this now, man.
It's messed up, man.
It's real strange, man, what's going on. What you over there cutting up, man? I hear some cutting, man.
Something no one ever cuts up.
A rug? Oh, look at that. P.M. Don. Yeah, this was awkward, man, because, like I said, my man D... He came at the last minute with this joint, man, and hit me with these cats. And I'm like, wow, I ain't heard a PM Dawn joint in a minute, man. So it's going to be love, man. I'm actually really excited to talk to them, man, because I haven't heard anything about PM Dawn in ages. So I'm really excited to talk to these cats, man. So, yeah, PM Dawn, like I say, who was the group, man, that sang Everyday People, man? It was on the tip of my brain, man.
Everyday People, Arrested Development.
There we go. That's who it was, Arrested Development. Yeah, they was in the line with Poor Righteous Teachers, Arrested Development, all the conscious MCs that were classified as hippies back in the day, man. You know, the love rap, the love hip-hop and stuff, man. And that's what they was classified under, man. And they wasn't a bad group, man, but a lot of people gave them shit, man, because they didn't think they was hardcore, man. Him... Me, Fi, Me. Remember Me, Fi, Me, Divine?
Yeah, Me Five Me. You know what? When you said everyday people, I figured you were thinking about Me Five Me.
No,
I actually
met Me Five Me, man. Me and D and one other brother, man, we know his cousin. And his name is Chris Cuban, man. Chris Cuban, he's got an office out here in Chicago, man. This guy's plugged, man. When we knew him, he was kind of an asshat and a jerk, but, I mean, who isn't? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, Me Fi Me kind of got classified in that shit, too, man. And he kind of, I mean, got his awards, but he kind of tanked a little bit, too, man. So, I mean, they were good dudes, man. Don't get me wrong, but people just wasn't ready for, you know, the shit they was kicking at the time, man. And it's like, yeah. Man, you know, everybody was still on that West Coast Tupac Thug shit and NWA and New York and shit, man. So they was giving them a hard time with the conscious rap and shit, man. But it be like that sometimes, man.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, I'm going to go on and kick in this Black Poet. There's some new shit for them. And I'm going to let Divine gonna get his scratching skills in, and we gonna be back, man. Hey, call in whoever you were. Call back, man. We gonna try to catch you again, man. Want to call in 718-766-4553, and yeah, let me hit y'all with this Black Boy, man. Now's your head.
Looking for trouble, you found it, I'm right here. Reservoir Dog nigga, cut off your right ear. Black Pope don't care, you already know that. I'll cut you head, but you can't fuck with this throwback. Lyrics too hard like motherfucking granite or granite. Feels like I'm not from this planet, or maybe it's the Henny in me, I don't understand it. Fuck trying to figure it out, I just slam it. Something's cooking, yo, who's looking for war? Who's looking for a broke jaw? Get laid on the floor. Straight warrior, battle with the warriors. Fuck what happened and fuck what the story is. If you really want it, all you gotta do is test this. I'm reckless, you must have a motherfucking death wish. I pledge allegiance to destruction, I'm tyrannical. Yeah, I am the apex, top tier animal. Yeah, king of the jungle, I was meant to be royal. I'm from a broken home, I was raised on enemy soil. I pledge allegiance to destruction, I'm tyrannical. I am the apex, top tier animal. King of the jungle, I was meant to be royal. I'm from a broken home, I was raised on enemy soil. Big Chino goes hard in the paint. Getting love out in Boston like I'm a boondock saint. Wait, think that I'm done when I ain't. I speak with a tongue full of hate when I'm irate. I pray for the lungs of Big Pun to shit a great. Yeah. Give you an ass whipping that's religious over 50 minutes. The amount of hits that you will take to the face will be in triple digits. So am I. You looking for trouble? Come get it and get it. I ain't missing. Every verse that I spit it is a special limited edition. For real. My words and spiritual world's a perfect marriage. Bringing you that scary footage without them stupid shaky cameras. Yeah. Paranormal activity, war with the depths of my depravity. These visions in my head got me walking the edge of insanity. I'm the nightmare that'll easily wake up Tim Burton beastly. Never peacefully, it is curtains of surgeon carving you up evenly. Help me. The uncooked flesh that I eat rare is prepared in demonic boil, vile, encapsulated in vials and mixed with cemetery soil. Get the artist with no need for thesaurus to bring verbal horrors into NNNM, leaving you skinning in like that movie Martyrs. Crazy. It's proven of all rulers, I'm the most ghoulish. Fuck who you and your crew is. I catch you on your cruise ship, decapitate you, and I'm using your skull as kungas. My movement is an animal unleashed when I preach my creature speeches. Utter madness, like cow disease. My haters can't excel, I taser stated in hell. I'm sick of that, a schizophrenic, a morphodite raping itself. Fuck at it.
I pledge allegiance to destruction, I'm tyrannical. I am the apex, top tier animal. King of the jungle, I was meant to be royal. I'm from a broken home, I was raised on enemy soil. I pledge allegiance to destruction, I'm tyrannical. I am the apex, top tier animal. King of the jungle, I was meant to be royal. I'm from a broken home, I was raised on enemy soil.
You looking for trouble, you found it, I'm right here. I rip the track in fucking half, you just a slight tear. I run with rowdy motherfuckers who don't fight fair. Right there, stomp his fucking head in with the night air. I'm colder than polar, motherfucker, the white bear. I
from Philly, it ain't a motherfucker nice head. The manifestation of holiness is right here. My fascination with loneliness in the night air. I think it's common knowledge, you don't wanna fuck with me. If I'm your bunker, you wouldn't wanna be stuck with me. Pussy boy soaking wet like a buck 50. John Rambo, take his fucking guts with me. Just wait until this goose and his fucking dust hit me. You ain't Aaron Fuchs, you ain't from a tough city. Out in Killadel, brothers puff nuff, Izzy. I throw the left, right, leave a sucker duck dizzy. Stupid. Box got a bazzy. Black Pope. Polo Pazzy. Drama Bin Laden. Official pistol. Queensbridge. Philly, baby. Paul, what's the word, God?
My Z-Pack niggas. Shooting that cop, nigga, what? Z-Pack niggas. Fuck the police. NYPD, New York pricks and dicks. They can't stop our floss. Stayed up. My AM nigga, Meridian niggas. What up, Dunn? Liquor store closed. Yo, Dunn, we got guns in the grass. It's 3 at night. I'm about to take the last swallow of the easiest Jesus. Who got 50 on the next tree? We gotta stop at the store. We need D batteries for the theme music. Snatch the biscuits from out the lawn. Fuck a cab, let's take cracked out your laundry soft. We gave that bitch 2 wibbles. Just skated off with a vehicle for that pillow. All outside the borough. Dunn, what happened to Queens? Like, something in 121. Farmers in 116. They got us on the BQE. Just to get a taste of that greenery. We took our smoke out to Coney Island. Posted up by the Himalaya. Pina colada champagnes mixed with Danny. That St. Ives and Dunn lingo. Spilling it on the floor for our dead people while I spark the sequel. My niggas got lungs when we smoke. That shit only go around once, dogs. We just killing time. Somebody just got they shit twist on the block. Fucking up the grind, so till it pipe down, we just going at the sluts, bitch. We wanna fuck right
son,
now.
I'm on a bench high, eating chicken wings and french fries. A crackhead fuck spent his last bucks on 6 dimes. I'm 1 gram from big time, flip away from overdosing. My heart is broken, my man started smoking again. P, I heard the tunnel open again. I called the flex, he said he gonna let most of us in. It's time to load up the autos and semis. I wish my nigga's fake was in the physical form of life. I got my uptown Nikes, ducked out and icy. Mad D, jumping out the cocaine YG. Crew is struggling, so I resume hustling. Rap game or crack game, my crew is still bubbling. Yo, 3 in the morning and the D's on the corner still. Scenes we was born to kill, yo P, meet me on the hill. So we could jet through Queens through SUVs and show these motherfuckers how we rep this thing, you know?
No, I'm not doing all that stuff, ain't that? I just got 10 minutes ahead, but I'm going to be with you.
Yeah, they about to wait on them to get on now. You hear me, Tom?
Yeah, we said you said what?
I was waiting on them to get on now.
Oh, all right, cool.
They about to cover us in.
Are they at the radio station right now?
Yeah, they said they're going on right now, yep. It's 9:30.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Do what?
There he is.
Mm-hmm.
I just cooking shit, smoking on the way back. I sent him a picture with our cook. He's trying to speed down.
You said did what?
I just got through cooking and shit. Told that nigga it's our birthday month. I cooked this shit. This motherfucker speeding back to the crib.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that nigga's there. Nigga smoke.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all can hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I keep hearing it unmuted.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was your phone. But yeah, that motherfucker smoke, huh? Yeah, I think he had to run somewhere. Mike got him a phone finally.
Oh yeah? Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah, respect. Make sure that nigga, that motherfucker came over here. Got him a nice little.
Get involved when you're more loyal than most. Try to give it to you raw, but don't wanna spoil your hopes. Shit ain't hardly sweet, but for you, I'll sugarcoat it. Help you get on your feet and your fleet, them boogers boat it. I'm not here to judge dogs, and I don't do gossip. I'm just sincere street love, a soul mover, prophet of music, created to make people feel good. Now reach beyond the stars when it's my turn to rock it. Made the best out of the worst situations. Far from finished, but above all, I'm grateful. Y'all getting too stagnant, now there's limitations. Time to evolve, I'm sorry I had to shake you. Still on my fitted, committed to the hustle. The dudes I move with give it a little more muscle. We take it in stride, y'all take it for granted. Now baby, let's take it and ride and skate around the planet.
I keep reaching, they keep pulling, breaking me up inside. Y'all keep sleeping, what I'm doing, living dreams out.
Folks, to the loaf was gone. Same good intention when I'm composing a song. In another dimension, the haze have been the tension. My inspirational recitals help you to stay strong. I do it from my heart, cause God said, fed a couple of cats that probably wanted me dead. Straight scheming when I was just trying to share. Better be careful, cause karma's a motherfucker. Never thought I'd see Brazil, London, and
yo. I can't hear nothing. Yo.
Elevate, educate, regulate, dogs, my aim is strong. In other shade is upon my everyday, so I shake, infiltrate, I'm gon' check you if you're wrong. Jeopardize the stake, lose your neck, miss the break, need to connect, my expectations is long. I can't wait, pay the debt with respect, avoid your noise, it's fake. It is what it is, and not just a song, so go ahead and hate. You already know, why wait? You already know. Why wait?
Ha! Last to
with me, you landskiss ass swiftly. Faggot ass fag, miss me. Strangle you nags quickly. Banging the smash with me. Tango and cash hit me. Kangos and plaid fit me. I'm 100, this ass 50. Start of a mean movement, true art of a G unit. Smarter how we do it. Taught him to be fluid. Spotted that C through it. Hotter degrees to it. You got in the breeze and blew it. I'm a shot of Queens and knew it. Faking so I'ma get her. Hating cause I'm a hitter. My kicking got you bitter. Infiltrating bullshitter. Broke and still owe me.
All right, we just waiting on Ghost now, man. Like I say, we having technical difficulties over here. I don't know what the hell going on. Everybody here? D?
I'm here.
Divine?
Yeah, I couldn't tell, man. I heard you talking in the background, but it was kind of low.
Yeah. Ghost? You got Ghost in the building? Okay, so yeah, that's who we're waiting on now. He's trying to get him on the line now, man. He should be coming shortly. But, yeah, apologize.
Well,
listen, man.
I heard him earlier. Like, I heard him and Ghost talking.
Yeah, I heard him, but they just didn't hear me. So I don't know what was going on. And
I heard it real low.
Yeah, we got him.
I thought
coming.
Was talking in the background.
Yeah, they was both talking to each other, but I'm like, hello, hello? Y'all hear me? So, yeah, he's still trying to get him. And he might have went back to the throne room again.
Hey, PM want to play that joint Elevate, so I'm going to load it up in there.
Okay.
So when it's time, when they get on, all you got to do is just refresh the studio.
Okay. Can you still hear me? Okay, they hung up again.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, but they hung up again.
Hopefully they call back.
Yeah. It looked like they hung up again, though. So, but, yeah, we can't have no dead air. Anyway, what's been up with you, Divine, man? Ain't nobody talked to you in a minute.
No, man, you know, I've been putting together some of the, compiling a lot of music into like one hard drive. You know how it is. Hard time.
Yeah. Okay, it don't look like they don't call back. Yeah, it don't look like they don't call back. D, try to hit them, man, and see if they'll call back, man.
Okay, I'll get
like
on it.
Yeah.
I'll get on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate when shit like this happens, man. It's trial and error type thing, man.
Man, let me know that you was having difficulties. I had no idea. I thought it was something in the software because, you know, I haven't.
It's something with the studio, man.
I haven't seen the switchboard, so I don't know what I'm hearing or what I'm.
It's like it takes a while for the damn mute button to, you know, because what I do, man, I shut the mic off when the music is playing so they don't hear shit in the background. And, you know, just let it play. And then we got like, you know, the switchboard is cool, but it's outdated, man. You know, it's a software switchboard. It's not really a real switchboard. So it's outdated. And, you know, it's unprofessional, man, when shit happens like this because then we fucking look unprofessional. So it is what it is, man. Like I said, I hope the brother called back, man. I appreciate him going through it if you do. And, you know, I'd had to cut two songs short, man, trying to get it, man.
They
both pressed hold you. Yeah, man. But that Prodigy and Core Mega joint was hot, man. I ain't heard Mega on nothing, man, since he dissed Nas back in the day, man.
Yeah,
It's been one.
I just shot him an email, so hopefully they'll,
Well, I got his cell number, man. If you want to call him, man, I can text it to you because I got the cell number.
Well, yeah, so hit me with it.
Yeah, let me go on and get you.
I'll text it to you right now. Text it to me, and then I'll get on the line with him.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to text you now. Man, what's up with Red, man? I sent her a message, man. She ain't getting back on the show, huh? She gave up, huh?
I'm gonna have to see what's going on with that.
Yeah. And I'm texting the number now. I know people are like, man, what the hell, is this a real conversation going on? Like, y'all, yeah, we on cell phones, man. We hood-tastic right about now. But we trying to provide this. We hood-tastic than a motherfucker, man. But this the technical shit that goes on with us, man, you know.
Well, I mean, it happens in radio, it happens on TV, man. So, you know, that's the type of things that happen.
I just shot that to you, so you should be getting it any second now.
All right, I got it. So I'm going to get off, and I hit it up.
All right, text me and let me know, man. See what's going on. All right, so while we waiting on see what's going to happen with Ghost, man, again, we apologize, man. The call fucking dropped, and they were trying to get through. And like I say, we heard them, man, but the damn mics was acting stupid, so we're going to try it again. But anyway, I'm going to hit y'all with some Prodigy while we wait, man. We'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I want to hit you with another one of my favorites, man. If y'all ain't bought this album yet, man, go get it. Ray West and OC, Why Am I?
We're going to take our time with this shit, man.
Sometimes you just gotta pause, and take a deep breath, cry and talk to get it off your chest, or even say to yourself, God bless. A negative flex can turn into a mess. Medicine man, yo Ray, like that. I need calm in me right about now. The way things are, I feel a bit foul, a bit grimy, but that's not my style. Sorta like me against the world. Way past Trump, now it's time to call Earl. Making it rain for them go-go girls. All smiles, showing my raw pearls. Dizzy spells, maybe a bad e-pill. Past is past, wishing for a refill. Fan of G-O-D, not evil. But it's here, there won't be no sequel. Why am I? Why am I? Why am I? If nothing's troublesome, feeling free as a youngin' chewing bubblegum. Why am I on a high cloud nine? Me and mine see the sign, read between the lines. Even without a dime, it wouldn't make a diff. Life's like a skit, you record in the mix. Magazine ops got you posing for a flick. Fed reserve notes make a show for the chicks. And when it's gone, a loss, who will you cross? So what would you do for a Klondike boss, huh? Ice cream, nighttime dream. Lights in the tunnel, voices saying my name. There's a limit, I won't go for fame. Yet I match it out like fizzy woman is Maine. Pleasure and pain, I need them both. Keep me close for the new year coming, here's a toast. Why am I? Can cause confusion. A little blues, huh? Joy, pain. This is a good book. Flip the page. Look for the next chapter. Free your mind. Get caught up in the rapture. Sip a glass of Shiraz and lay back. Like you're in a Maybach. Reclined on your way back from.
See see me in the club, got a gun on my leg. Select paper and invade all the illest niggas. Tally up, pay yo, live crew meeting. Laying in the lab with robes of fly mo. We hold all niggas eating. Racquetball gangsters, unleash the law. Straight up, colorful drawers, bad whores on the weekend. Eating raw style like flounder. Fucking with mine on how we design. My niggas might find ya laying in the tropics. Big thick shit on park. The way his clocks look, niggas on topics. Moving out, colors of rainbows. Picture me, bro. That's like picture rich niggas with the same coats. Or rich niggas with the same coats.
Catch us cruising, falling a ship, fully equipped on a star tack, calling a bitch. I'm what you get when the absolute Hennessy mix.
Ultimate.
Ooh, shit, my whole clique.
Ultimate.
Rubber dub, ass in the club, showing me love. Saying peace to the niggas that thug. I got the drugs and the 38. Snub nose, striking up hoes. Baby girl, throw the drink on my clothes. The new Jabos. Louis Rich, hot Knicks, nigga, what's happening? Ain't shit, holding my dick, smoking a clip. Thanks for asking. Mashing, the latest fashion. Dance floor packed in, white's black. And Latin, all in together, together for worse or better. Now I put it down, whether it's Meppy Method or Method Cal. Rock, skate, roll, bounce. I'm bound to wreck your body and say turn a party.
All magazines live, fly life we live. The lingo is a let y'all niggas know. High niggas rap on set, lighting the purple and the new legs. Trifle and work, let's murder everything that move on its set.
I better pay Big Mama for using this lyric.
I better pay Big Mama for using this lyric.
I better pay Big Mama for using this lyric.
I better pay Big Mama for using this lyric.
And my mouth stays dry cause I swallow the struggle. I might connect you to a VCR after they plug you. I'm not a gangster and I hate thugs too. I'm just a nigga that paint a picture without a paintbrush too. Without a paintbrush too.
Bulletproof wallet, 20 D kitchen sets made out of Korea. Top see a got to be a lot to see a rock. Not be read up behind the stove, actors how Maria Pop Leah. Cursed out Nia, burst out a purse with the guard Judea from Star Pizzeria. Peace hate the beer, especially when the shots ring off in slow motion when your head hit the meter. You lost 2 liters at the scene, can't see her. Peter slid through, shook him down for his reaper. James chased Teresa with a hatchet on Easter. 2 murders in the hood, we call it double features. Watch how I eat this, freak the best teacher. After prayer with the preacher, I get skeet in the bleachers. And your girl, I might eat her. I'm a lover, not a biter. I still catch a 4 beater.
Be as good as the rest of them, or as bad as the worst. So don't hate me, you better move over, yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Yo,
Wallace motherfucker.
That's right.
All my shit is bulletproof.
Super
bulletproof project.
Yeah.
Bulletproof wallet. Duck feet that goo. You heard? You bird ass niggas.
Burn.
Y'all niggas ain't got a chance.
Yo, we back. We got my man Ghostface on the line. We got Red on the line. We got Divine on the line. Ghost, where you at, brother?
Yo, I'm right here. What's good? What's good? What's good with y'all? What's good with y'all?
Man, I appreciate you dealing with us, man, through our technical difficulties, man. But this software and this internet shit, man, is tight, man. I heard you talking, man. But, man, let's jump right into it, man. You about 15 albums in it, man. LPs, man, mixes and shit like that, man. You are the most consistent member out of the Wu-Tang, man. You kind of drop something like off every year, man. And I know you got some shit coming out this summer, man, with that Supreme Clientele too, man. What's good, man?
Definitely.
Where we gonna hear?
I don't got a date. I didn't put a date on it. You know what I mean? I learned, like, you never put a date on your music. Cause I tried, through my career, I've been putting dates on it, and then when it's time for me to hand it in, it's like I'm not really like, I might not like certain things, I could do certain things better, you know what I mean? But then now I gotta be rushed to hand it in, so now I just work on my own date now. When I'm ready for it to get ahead and let it go, then it's like okay, I'm finished. Here you go, and that's it. So, but it should be maybe towards like the fourth quarter, like almost like towards the end of the year.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. I'm looking forward to it, man, because I grabbed all your shit on GP anyway, you know. So it just is what it
respect,
is, man.
Respect.
What's up with another Wu Block album, man? That shit. I went to actually when you was out here in Chicago, man. I was with M80 back there in the back on stage when y'all was up there with Saigon and shit. And
oh, okay.
I was fucking with you downstairs, man. But no, man, when we gonna get another Wu Block joint, man? That shit was slept
on. Yeah, yo,
too,
me
man.
And Sheik were just talking about that like maybe like a month and a half ago, because Raekwon wants to get, because Raekwon had asked me first, like, yo, listen, man, yo, next time let's just get ahead and just do it for real, real, real. I mean, even though it was for real, real last time, but he just wants to be, I guess, be more a part of it, and instead of just being like me and Sheik, you know what I mean, and just go in though. So I talked to Sheik. He said, as a matter of fact, he brought it to my attention too. So I'm like, yo, I'm with whatever. Just give me the beats. And I just know how to go from right there. I add on to his beats, and, you know, because that's what did last time. He took some beats, I took some beats, whenever I felt was hot, and we just go ahead, we mash it together, and then we put it out under E1. Really didn't have that much promotion behind it and stuff like that. You know how these labels is nowadays. And, it worked out to whatever, how it just worked out, though. But we're looking at that, working on that, and we're working on the Cuba Link album, Raekwon's third Cuba Link album.
Okay, so y'all got a lot coming out this year, man, to put out.
No, it's going
to
be mad. It's going to be mad stuff coming out. Mad stuff coming out, you know what I mean, all through the summer. You know what I mean, nothing but like regular, just songs dropping. So we just putting everything into play right now. By the summertime, you know, we should start, like, really start heating up.
Okay. Where you touring, man? You coming back out to Chi-Town soon or what, man?
Every time I got to do a tour, I'm hitting Chi-Town. You know what I mean? That's like one of my best markets there. You know, I love the people, and the people love me. They always come out for me, and it's like one of the best crowds I could get to get. They understand me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we understand each other. So that's why it always makes it special when I'm in Chi-Town. Yeah. That's a place that I always love to perform. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of my top maybe four or three places. You know what I mean? And every time I got to go do a tour, it has to. Chi-Town got to be on the bill.
So yeah, that was a special treat you did too, man. I had Killer Priest on that set date with you too, man. I ain't even recognize dude, man. I went downstairs, but I'm like, okay, Killer Priest, man. So
yeah, definitely.
You,
yeah, Priest, good dude. You know what I mean? That's my dude. You know, my brother from them Sons of Man and all that stuff like that. You know, good energy. He's a good energy that, you know, I like to keep him around. You know what I mean? Because he keep me like laughing and, you know what I mean, smiling, good brother, you know what I mean, help out, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. That's what you need around you when you're on the road, is just a good, real good energy, you know what I mean, and he brings that to the table.
Right.
So let me get around to this one, man. When are we going to get a Better Tomorrow, man? I mean, what's the hold up on that, man?
A Better Tomorrow, man, you know, I really can't really tell you, you know, to keep it 100 with you, you know what I mean? It's like it's a lot of problems, you know me, with that we're having internal, you know, even with the little record that just went out, you know what I mean? I didn't know about that record, you know what I mean? I don't want the people to get it twisted like the members, like all the members got issues with each other. It's not that. It's the ones that's kind of like running it. You feel me? So what it is like, you know, you snatch up a record. You know what I mean? And, like, almost, it sounds like any record. You just, you know what I mean? Well, you know, one of our producers that gave him, and then you're going to put some dude on the hook. I don't know. I don't even know the dude. You know what I mean? And I'm in Asia, and I mess around. Raekwon gets the song sent to him or whatever, or he catches it, or I forgot how he caught it. And then he was, like, bugging out. Me and him were just bugging, like, yo, it's been 20 years, man. This is what you're coming back with. As your first joint, even though me and Ray don't really had nothing to do with what's going on, but it's still, we still looked at it because we're in that group. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, it's sad that in 2014 that, you know what I mean, the ones that spearheading the ship still not getting it. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not here to downplay nobody or my brothers or nothing like that. Like I said, it's not with the members. It's different from the members, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's not a good look, yo. It's not a good look, you know what I mean? So to the fans, I know how certain of y'all feel, whatever. It's like, yo, part of me, on my behalf, just from, I'm just like y'all. I didn't know nothing from nothing, and it just went out, and I personally disagree with that record, you know what I mean? So I don't know what y'all having a Better Tomorrow, because right now, so the tomorrow that I'm looking at don't look better right now. You feel me?
I hear you. Yeah, because he trying to drop that on everybody, man, with that Once Upon a Time in Shotland. He just said today he got an offer for $5 million for that joint. And I'm like, well, I mean, it ain't really doing us no good. You know, you talking about shopping it in, you know, lounges and shit, $35 to listen to it and everything, man. Is everybody on there? Is there some classic shit on there?
Oh, that album right there. Everybody is on that. That album been right there. Them. My man Silver Rings put that album together. He put that together.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So
everybody, and this was like 2 or 3 years in the making. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so you know, he just came to us like within the last maybe like week and a half, talking about, yo, listen, I got an idea. I'm just gonna just like take what he got. You know what I mean? And make one person, just make a bid on it. So one person, the only copy to have in the world. You feel me? But now,
right,
now
right.
the music is really is also Woo shit. It's definitely Woo. You know what I mean? 94, 95. You know what I mean? If you want that sound, it's really that sound right there with all of us on it, and just darting it out. You know what I'm saying? So,
it's
official.
That's
official. You know what I mean? Better Tomorrow. I couldn't really tell you on that because I didn't really hear what was really going on that. And things of that nature. I just heard what I heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, hell,
yeah,
I feel like
you
should go on and release that one for the five million one and put the Better Tomorrow out there, in, man. Do it like that.
Right,
yeah.
But you know, I guess you know that's between him and RZA, and that was his. I guess that was his thing that he was doing. That you know, everybody just jumped on his joint. Like I said, it was like. I did my verses maybe like 2 years ago, man. You know what I mean? 2 years. And he had that in the making probably maybe a year before I even jumped on. I was like the last one to jump on. You know what I mean? So that's on him. That's on him. Whatever he want to do. But that album is tight, though. That album is really, really tight.
Yeah, I wish I had the 5 million to copy. Go ahead, D. What you got to say to Ghost, man?
Yo, Ghost, what's good, bro? This is D. Slate. First of all, I want to say, man, it's an honor to have you on the show with us tonight. And anytime
thank
I get
you,
on, that usually means that one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time is on the show, and you definitely on my list as one of my favorites. So I just want to...
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No doubt. I always like to ask the real hip-hop heads, man, when we get them on the show, you know, this question. You know, the state of hip-hop right now, man, the way hip-hop is right now, and the way these cats are coming out right now, and you know the way you know you got you know the way social media is set up, and you know mixtapes, different things like that. You know, how do you feel about the way hip hop, the state of hip hop right now, and the fact that the real hip hop heads are thinking that hip hop is fading because the real cats like yourself, you know, they're not giving you know the serious airplay to. Like they used to, you know, and like you said, you stated, I heard you state earlier how some of these labels are, and that's real talk. But, you know, your opinion, bro, about the way the state of hip-hop right now and what we need to do to get real hip-hop back.
I mean, I guess, first of all, I guess we all got to be on the same page. You know what I mean? Like, I try not to downgrade the other hip-hop that's out right now because when I was 18 and 20, you couldn't tell me nothing about Rakim and Kane. You know what I mean?
That's
or anything
real.
Like
that's
that.
Real.
Like, you know what I mean? So right now, this is day hip hop. You know, the youth, they just, right now, they I would say they winning. You know what I mean? This is day hip hop. Right? This is a whole new era. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, like, I know what I love. I know what I love, but what I love is really not really like, or I could just stay to my, I mean, stay with them, do what I'm doing. But it's not getting the amp play that I need. You feel me?
Right.
Based on like you said, these labels, you know what I mean, and the internet, it's like I was telling somebody the other day, it was like, yo, man, when we was dropping albums, we was dropping bodies of work. You know what I mean?
That's real.
These guys did drop a single and like nobody don't even hear the album. You know what I mean? And that just comes with even if I drop the album tomorrow, a lot of times people will just pick off what they want to pick off. But back in the days when we had Snoop, Biggie, Mob, Nas, and even before Slick Rick, and it was like you'll listen to the whole CD, looking at the picture,
CD.
The cover, everything. You know what I mean? It was like, wow. And you get to appreciate it. Nowadays, since you got to be so radio friendly and everything is just focused on the club, just the club. And like I told him, I said, yo, if we would have dropped Cream today, Cream would never been as big record today as it was back then. You know what I mean? Because it's not, there's nowhere
that.
In the club. You feel me?
I feel that.
Back then we had substance. You know what I mean? You had things, you had stories you had to tell. You had to talk about. You know what I mean? Nowadays, it's like you don't got to talk about your struggle. Only thing you got to talk about is that bottle you popping, that chick with the fat ass over there in the corner. You know what I mean? And what type of mollies and that you popping.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's rap today. It's simple-minded.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's really simple-minded. Like a chick told me one day, she said, I don't want to hear I bomb atomically in the club. You know what I mean? Like, and not he did it because it might be too deep on the brain. You know what I mean? On some trying shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything, while you partying, you don't want to hear that shit. Somebody, well, you in a good mood, motherfucker, want to try to kick some dollars and shit. But you know what I mean? But everything right now is just straight, like, it's just club. It's like, it's nothing to really, like, that's all they could bring to the table. So when you really get down to the real true MCs, it's like, these brothers can't do what I could do or Nas could do or write just how I like, because they just one-sided and one style, and that's it. You know what I mean? And these little kids is voting for the little kids to get, like, I could go to my radio station and they'd be like, yo, well, they're not voting for that. The kids ain't voting for that. You know what I mean? But they'll vote for, you know what I mean, whoever, you know, the next little kid that's up in front of them that they're seeing on BET. And my shit could be
that's
way
real.
More potent. You know what I mean?
That's real.
So it's the younger generation that's like that. You see the generation. The jeans got skinnier.
Yeah.
They damn near wearing spandex.
Real skinny.
You know what I mean?
Real
skinny. And yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And it's like, God damn, like, it's like it's becoming more weirder. It's like, damn, this is what we fall into when the hip-hop we know was cool as a motherfucker. Like, come on, man. You had big Gucci links and Bally's on.
And baggy.
You know what I mean?
Baggy.
You know what I mean? Fly shit. You know what I mean? Just it's just like, it's a totally different environment right now. So I'm just saying, like, I don't knock these little kids hip-hop because it's hip-hop to them. You know what I mean? You got to remember, it's still a culture.
Because generations
you know what I mean?
Change.
And this right now, it's how they dress, how they talk, and I don't know they dance, and I don't know none of that shit. You know what I mean? But this is what they do. So this is the youth. They say the youth shall inherit this shit. You know what I mean? So
that's real.
The little 19, 20 years old that's going on right now, which we was back then, like 20 years ago, and all the other shit, they got it now. It's their turn. You know what I mean?
I got you.
You just got to teach these motherfuckers, you know what I mean, to have a little bit more swagger, you know, a little bit more, like, you, I don't even like using that word, but a little bit more just like let them see things for the bigger picture,
right.
Not just the little picture on how they receiving it. You know what I mean? And hopefully if we stick together as artists, like real artists, stop being so fucking tight up on each other, you know what I mean? Like, especially for New York rappers. Like, I only speak for New York because that's where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Right.
Once we hit 50 Cent and a Jay-Z and a me or Raekwon and Jadakiss on one track, that's unity. You know what I mean? I see it out there in the South. I see out there in the South, it's easy to catch a Andre 3000 and Jeezy and Ludacris and all T.I. all on one track, but we can't do that up in New York because we just got too much mosh with each other, really for no reason. You feel me?
No doubt.
It's like,
No doubt.
You don't even know the nigga like that. We ain't never broke bread, but it's just beef in the air. Like, and that's just bad for our hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's like you can't see your superheroes get together and make a record because over the devil, really, should I say, because it's ignorance. You feel me?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I hear you.
I got
you know, this is to me about it, though, but, you know what I mean? I don't knock the you know, because I take this is the last thing right here. I look at Marvin Gaye when he was doing all that Let's Get It On and Mercy, Mercy. And then he had to take a chill for a second and get his head right. And then the times the music changed and all that. Yo, when he came back with Sexual Healing. You feel me? He came back with disco. You know what I mean?
He
so it's almost like the times changed now, and you got to really change with those times. But you know what I mean? Like, I can't keep coming out with the sound that started in 93. because people are going to say my album sounds all outdated. It sounds like too back in the day. You got to learn how to change, but don't overdo yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, know when to stop, know when to go. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Ghost, I know you got to be out, man. I got a few more questions for you, man. Just two more, man. First thing, I would love to hear a Run Part 2, man, with you and Kool G Rap and Action Bronson, man. And maybe Jada gets back on there again, man. That motherfucker gets steady play in my shit now, man. I'd like to hear that. And then number two, what's up with Pretty Tony, man, on VH1, man? What's going on with that, man? Pretty Tony on Love No Holds, man.
That was just an episode, you know what I mean? That was just an episode, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, you know what I mean? I just dived in real quick, you know what I mean? And you know, and that was it. I had to let knowledge be born and you know, I had to jump back off of it. You feel me?
Yeah,
you know, I just had to let it go. You know what I mean? Just let it go, though. You know what I mean? But yeah, but that like I said, I just swung an app real quick.
Yeah, man, it was cracking me up, man. You killing me, dog. You straight killing me, man.
No doubt. You know how I go.
Yeah. But look, man, I know you got the bounce, man. But man, dude, I appreciate you tolerating us, man, with the difficulties,
mm-hmm.
man. And, like I say, dude,
anytime, because I was talking to my man that's locked up right now. I said, oh, shit, yo, I got to make that phone call. You know what I mean? So that's, it was like 9:20.
Well,
so,
no,
you know
what
I mean? I
had
to make moves
to
get online and take care of this stuff. You know what I mean? So, yo, but I appreciate it.
Right
y'all
now,
doing
man,
what y'all
so
do for the kid and even just,
here,
you know, checking for a dude and just being a fan, just whatever. You know what I mean? You know, replace me in your top, you know what I mean, in your top five or 10 or whatever it was, just being recognized. I'm humble for it, though. You feel me?
Dude, like mm-hmm. I say, man, I cop your shit on GP just because, man. Can't nobody tell the Ghostface Killer to be throwing weak darts, man. I got all your shit,
right.
and CD. So I got the shit that
right,
I don't even know about. So,
yeah, man, I respect that, yo. That's love all day. It's love all day.
Yeah, man.
Got a weird question, though. I got a weird question.
Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead, Devine. Hit him up.
I want to know why the hell I can't find a Ghostface Killer action figure.
Oh, because the dude, a man that was making those joints, he only had like 500 of those. You know what I mean? He had like 500 of those. You know what I mean? And I don't, you know, we made a little deal in the beginning, and after that, I never really heard from the dude. I seen him like a couple of times after that, but I don't really know, you know what I mean, if he sold them or, you know what I mean, and what he did, you know, because I'm like, yo, you know, like, yo, with my, you know, because he acting like he was moving them. I'm like, yo, where my money at, you know what I mean? He's like, yo, I didn't move them yet. I didn't sell them. They ain't selling like they, I ain't pushing more, you know what I mean? But then nobody can get them, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I hold him accountable for it.
We got to exploit that.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm
accountable for it, though,
y'all.
That's
what's up, man. You got some more questions, D? Everybody good, man? We gonna let Ghost ride up out of here.
Hey Ghost.
When you get a chance to come through Phoenix, bro, tell your man's room to let me know, man, so I could definitely come check you out.
Yeah, no doubt. D, I'll be right on the job, right on that.
That's all day, I got.
All right, gentlemen, man, I appreciate you dealing with
us,
man. Thanks for coming, Ghost, man. Like I said,
anytime you need me, man, just holler and I'll get back on.
All right, for sure, bro. So we get you. We got you.
All right,
man.
All right, Sean D, I appreciate it.
All right, bro, peace. Be blessed.
All right, peace.
That's what's up, man. We had my man Ghostface in the joint. That's love, man. We had the difficulties, man, but he got him here. That's what's up, man. He got him here. And that's how we do. Red, where you at, man? Where your red ass at? Where you at, girl?
You said where what?
Where your red ass at? Where you at, homie?
I'm over here in the sunshine, feeling the fun.
Shut up.
Y'all still got that snow up here?
Nah, man, we still up. We up here right about now, man. It's cold, but it ain't snowing, goddammit. Don't talk about the shit either.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna be quiet then.
But you know what?
I thought I was gonna have to come to A Town and turn red to blue. I mean, what's going on?
He said MIA. Nothing. I had just been getting my little studio together over here, so I had been, you know, trying to put some dust in the line.
Look, I thought y'all had a little light dusting up there, and the town shut down again.
We're 76 degrees right now. We good.
Yeah, look, y'all got a little light dusting, and everybody couldn't handle it. These motherfuckers camping out in the store. Kids couldn't go home. Like, y'all motherfuckers ain't got near a salt truck. Y'all got like one table thing of salt. Y'all just throwing that shit out there.
They slingshot. They're using the slingshot, the salt.
Oh, shit. Y'all, everybody out there, look, motherfuckers went and got all the Morton salt and shit, the table salt out there sprinkling and trying to get home.
Kitty litter.
Right.
Hey, kitty litter out
y'all there. Y'all was all fucked up over there.
Yeah, we did
well. That's what's up, man. I'm glad y'all safe, man. Yeah, we just had Ghostface on the show, man, and he blessed us, man, with some knowledge and shit, man. He blessed us on the Better Tomorrow. And like I said, man, I'm like, shit, RZA might as well sold the fucking Better Tomorrow for $5 million and gave us the one he trying to sell for $5 million now, man. Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, goddammit, we want to hear that one. There's like 32 tracks on that damn album, according to what they saying on there, 31 songs, 128 minutes, and Silver Rings had a lot to do with it, man. And I'm like, man, I want the Once Upon a Time in Shaolin album, man. For Better Tomorrow is like sounding garbagey. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it goes.
Right, you got to add some bucks. But see, whoever buy it, man, I hope they be like, well, let me go on and just upload this on the internet. But if you spend $5 million, you just upload that motherfucker on the internet. I can't see myself. I mean, I like the Woo too, but I can't see myself spending $5 million, B. I can't do it, you know. But, you know, till you stay on, I ain't going to knock nobody hustle. Till you stay on, you know. But, yeah, man, we back in the building, and I'm going to play some more music, man. I guess D gonna go back and fade off into obscurity with they nice little weather and shit. I hope a sandworm eat his asshole out. Motherfuckers got them motherfucking nice weather. We out here shiveling, D. You know what I'm saying? Me and Divine over here shivering in this motherfucker. Y'all got sunshine days.
First of all, don't talk about it like I'm out here in some lovely weather. I'm getting sick and tired of all this 80 and 90 degree weather. I mean, really, bro?
Ooh,
you say you need a cool breeze.
No, no, I was like, ooh, dude, you got it so bad.
I was like, I'm living
bad.
Fabulous or something.
Y'all gonna bleep. Y'all summer gonna be here and gone.
Right. You only get 3 months, goddamn it. Shit, motherfuckers be on their bike.
Because in about two months, the devil about to be outside selling lemonade because it's gonna be so damn hot.
he need to make an appearance now, goddammit. That's what's up. We over here dying over here, man. I can't shoot it. I seen a dude riding a motorcycle yesterday, man, and he was struggling, man, in this cold. I thought dude was crazy. Hold on, we got a caller, man. This might be PM Dom.
Dark
Jay Radio, who's calling? Who's calling?
Baby, you send me. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man? How you been?
I'm pretty good, man.
All right. Man, who got the windy phone, man? Turn the fan off. Man. Who got up the wind blowing, man? Which one of y'all got
it,
the wind blowing?
It's not on my end. It's not on my end.
I don't have any wind. I have nothing but the speaker.
Hey, look, I got the speaker once. I don't have those problems.
But I just muted my speakers.
All right, man. So who are we talking to, man, from PM Dawn? Which member are we talking to?
Doc G, the Doc of the Dawn, baby.
Okay, that's what's going on, man. Man, tell us what's been going on, man. Let the people that may or may not know who PM Dawn is. I kind of gave them a quick lesson on it, but I'm going to let you do it, man, so you can introduce yourself properly.
It all starts a half a gazillion years ago in 1991 when we dropped Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. We sampled True by Spandau Ballet and Ashley's Roach Clip, which some will remember as the drum beat from Paid in Full. And we made this song. It went to number one on the Billboard, first number one in the Nielsen SoundScan era. And we wrote it till the wheels fall off, and we got knocked off the number one spot by Color Me Bad, Sex You Up about a month later. So, you know, it's all good.
One of them went to jail recently, man. I got to go off of Beavis and Butthead where they was like one of them guys was like KG and Flo.
No.
Damn.
I still don't understand what Snow was saying all these years later.
I know, right? All I call was Informer. That's it. The rest of it, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he says, he goes, Informer. And he goes,
right.
I lick your boom boom down. I'm like, it's how he said, I lick your boom boom down. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I don't know.
I lick your boom boom down. That's just how it sounded to me. If anybody knows what the hell
I thought
Snow
that's what
said,
he was saying.
That's what I thought he said. I'll lick your boom boom down. I don't know.
He said,
it
sounded, I lick your boom boom down, which is
that's what I thought
I
he said, man.
Boom boom.
He might be a pioneer, and we didn't even know it from
Tourette's. That's what I thought was going on. I mean, that was
he might be a pioneer. I don't know. We didn't even know it. So you know,
it is
licking. But either way,
down though. But it just means
that's
what
I
you know
he
what.
Said.
It's good to hear from you, man, because like I say, man, most folks got a Wikipedia people, man, to find out what's going on, but we got the brother right here to find out what's going on. And,
yeah,
I'm going to
give you the scoop, good, man. I'm going to give you the scoop.
It's good to hear from you, man, because like I say, 90s, I grew up through the 90s, man, and like I said, the little section I was giving people about PM Dawn, PM Dawn came in an era where Arrested Development and Poor Righteous Teachers and everything was conscious. Right. It wasn't the shit that you hear now where it's like Ghostface was saying. It's like, you know, albums of that stature came out back in the day. They were albums, double CDs. They put work behind it. It wasn't that 99-cent microwave stuff that's going on now. So when these cats came out, you know what I'm saying, when they came out, man, yeah, everybody remembers Set a Bliss on Memory, you know, the Set of the Memory Drift joint, you know what I'm trying to say. But everybody remembers that. But, I mean, there was more to that album than just that one single, man. Dude has some cuts on there. So, I mean,
I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
If
the song was the whole first album,
yeah,
it's Presence of Mirrors.
Go ahead.
So, it just so happened that rode the commercial jugular vein. But I have my own favorite.
Yeah, I mean it was a good album, man. Like I say, people tend to sleep. I know like a lot of people, man, was like back in the day was like fucking with y'all too, man. Because I know Me Fi Me got it bad too. Remember Me Fi Me? Me and Divine was just talking about him, man. And I know that cat. But a lot of those cats in that era, man. You know they were frowned upon in hip hop, man. You know, De La Soul.
Not only in hip hop, but we was also shunned by VH1. Remember, because. I remember VH1 for all their hip hop honors bullshit. They wouldn't play "I Die Without You," the video, because they said it was a rap album. And now all of a sudden they jumped on the hip hop bandwagon because they saw they didn't have no rating. So now all of a sudden they all about hip hop. But VH1 was on that bullshit when it first came out. So let's just call a spade, shall we? And Yeah, and then Ice-T was coming at Arrested Development because they started a company called Life Music, and he used to get at them in interviews going, oh, so what are they trying to say? My music is about death? I'm like, dude, you made Cop Killer. If that's not about death, what the hell is? So I'm like,
leave
them alone. Once you call somebody out on something, see, hip-hop is like the land of hypocrisy. So people don't like to be called out on their bullshit, and that's when they start bringing 40 people to shows and throwing you off stages, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what? You opened the gate to that. Now I have two different stories to that. One of the guys
Me your two stories. I'm gonna tell you what really happened. I'm gonna tell you the outcome. I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you where PM Dawn got revenge, and where PM Dawn could have got even more gangster than that. So you tell me your stuff first.
Okay. I know Drez was there. He claims he was there, and then one of the cats from UMC's was there. And
that really pissed me off when I saw those YouTubes. It's like I feel like I gotta punch a couple of people in the face when I see them. But my thing is this: I didn't have to know you. The type of person that I am. I don't have to know you, okay? If I was at a party, okay, and 20 people jumped on G-Wiz from Heavy D and the Boys, then you would have heard that G-Wiz and Doc G of PM Dawn got fucked up the next day. And he's like, what did Doc have to do with it? I saw 20 people jumping on G-Wiz, and that shit wasn't cool with me. See what I'm saying? Rampage, I remember I did an interview. Shout to this dude, Greg Psalms, Sasparita, over in Boston.
Right.
He said that Rampage, the last Boy Scout, you know, from Buster's camp, his cousin wanted to talk to him.
Yeah, for Buster Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah, about this conversation went down about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. He called me up. He was living in Arizona. He was like, yo, man, I've been waiting all these years to apologize to you for what happened to your boys. I said, what do you mean? He said, we was all in the building. He said, Ice-T was there, we was there. He told me everybody was in the building. And he said that to this day, he feels some type of way because he didn't help them when KRS committed that cowardly act, I'll say it. It's different if you do it by yourself. When you got 40 people on stage with BDP T-shirts and you kick a pregnant dancer in the stomach, you know what I mean?
Why did that jump off in the first place, though?
There was a magazine interview, and I think the magazine is called Details. And the person interviewing Prince B was so goddamn anti-PM Dawn that he like, trapped the young teenage version of the dude into some questions. He asked him about some shit with Chuck D, and he was like, well, I felt like he made, you know, some, he made mountains out of molehills, but by the time I get to Arizona. Then he asked him about Chris, and he said what he said, but he didn't take all of it. What he said was he should have told the truth, and the truth is that PM Dawn grew up idolizing Run DMC, LL Cool J, KRS-One, and Dougie Fresh, okay?
Right.
And me personally, being on the New York side of things, I used to eat free lunch at the school with KRS and Just Ice. Remember that song they had where KRS was like, kick the rhyme one more time, Just Ice, please?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was on the roof of the junior high school where I'd get free lunches in the summertime. So I'm like, yo, I'm really close to it because I eat free lunch there. That made me, damn, I could do hip-hop because I eat free lunch at the school where they shot the video. And I was from Queens, so you know how greedy I was. I was in the Bronx eating free lunch, living in Queens. So, but either way, that being said, the funny shit was, he said, I get confused by KRS-One. And the guy said, what do you mean? He said, he started to stop the violence movement, but then he'll talk about his 9mm, and it's just that.
Okay,
I wonder. Yeah, and he said sometimes I just wonder what message he's trying to teach harder and which one he wants me to really understand. He said, I'd love to have a conversation with him, right? He wasn't dissing him. He couldn't understand his hero. And I'm going to go on record saying this. You know, KRS was Prince B's hero until he did what he did. Real talk. And because Dougie is his best hero. And mine, too. So that being said, the dude obliterated everything he really said and said KRS claims to be a teacher, but a teacher of what? And so KRS-Demont's state was, I'm a teacher of respect, so I'm going to bust your ass. And that's what he did. And that's, see, I was in the fold in the beginning, but then I had beat up a drug dealer in Far Rockaway, Queens, who had, like, it was on some bully shit. I whooped his ass. Yeah. He put out a $4,000 hit on me, so I went to the Navy to get away from him, right?
Right.
And so the way I come back into the fold is in 92, Mom Dukes sends me a Valentine's card, and it's got the New York Daily News clipping from when they got attacked. And I was like, oh, hell no, I got to go back now. And that drew me back into the mix. So then I came back, my homeboy Big Rob, Big Ant, you know, these like, I could say it now because it's 20 years now. They was like these cold-blooded murderers that used to work in a Palladium from Brooklyn. And they became security, and that shit never happened again. KRS-One actually got surrounded outside the Palladium, not knowing that PM Dawn had the bodyguards on payroll. And then what we did, because we was in this mode where when we start creating the album, we don't say shit to you unless you're wearing one of our white gold crosses around your neck.
Right.
So we put the white gold cross around his neck so we could talk to him, and we said, look, motherfucker, it's time for you to show these young black kids that you claim to be standing for that we could all get along. And he saw all the people around like, yeah, we could do that. You know, we could have beat his ass, but we didn't. Now I'm going to go more recent. I'm going to take it back to, I want to say 2000. I want to say 2011. All right.
Okay.
Freddie Fox, you know Bumpy Knuckles. He was throwing a birthday
right.
party at a club called Mangoville in Jamaica Avenue. All right.
Yeah, Bumpy a big hitter, man.
Yeah, Tretch knew I was in the building, but Chris didn't know I was in the building, and he don't know me because I'm not the one who threw off the stage. I'm just the one that been waiting to crack his skull, you know. And so I saw him. And my first response was to pop his neck. I mean, he was so much of a bitch that he wouldn't even perform South Bronx in Queens. So I'm like this. And this is what I said. This is what I said to him. I said, yo, I was about to step to him, and my boy, one of my best friends, I ain't even gonna name drop. One of my best friends grabbed me and said, don't you know Bumpy got a gun in every corner of his room? Don't you go there. You won't make it out alive. And it was one of those things where I had to just let it go. And then I talked to Prince about it. He said, Prince, the only thing that made me let it go is that Prince B said, I told you a long time ago, let it go, man. I let it go. You let it go. And that's what made me listen. It was one of those things where it was like my life's dream to just avenge him for what happened. And I had to let it go because at the end of the day, PM Dawn is about Christian ways. We're not always perfect, but we aim to be, you know? And that's what all men do anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it hurt him to my core. But I don't think KRS-One would ever realize that he was one of our heroes. Like, he ain't on the same level as Run DMC with me because I'm from Queens.
Right.
But in terms of lyricism, he's up there with Big Daddy Kane. You know what I'm saying? He's up there with anybody that you say is your favorite or most lyrical. You got to put him in the mix. And we looked up to him. We looked up to him. And I don't think he'll ever be able – I don't think there's anything he could ever do that will really ever make up for what he did. Because, like, it's like when KRS-One did that to us, it was like when Hulk Hogan ripped off – I mean, when Andre the Giant ripped off Hulk Hogan's shirt and challenged him to a title match at WrestleMania.
Wow, you're taking it back too, man. Damn.
Yo, real talk. And my beef with my people is that I felt like we should have leg dropped his ass, and I got outranked.
But you know what, man? I hear you a good friend, man. I hear it, man. And but I've never really, because I've heard so many different sides. Like I said, the cat from UMC, man, he got on there and said it never happened, and he was gonna help. But I remember UMC had their problems too, man. But, you know, and then Dreads was there. He was at that show as well, and he talked to me about it, you know, briefly when I met him the one time. And he went in on, he thought everybody was coming after them. They was running after B. So
So
all I know is he was laughing about it on YouTube, and I don't appreciate it.
I've seen him on YouTube
laughing about it. Yeah, Dress. I don't appreciate it. I think it's cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was your people, you know what I mean? And the only reason,
and
I find it funny, because, see, a lot of people like to make fun of that, but you got to remember, let's talk about why that happened. Let's talk about how PM Dawn, they never been bitch made. We never roll with bodyguards. We don't walk with guns. We only use our hands. All of us is over 6 feet, okay?
Right.
Me, myself, I'm an MMA dude, okay? I'm like, we all can handle ourselves, all right? My father trained us well, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, we never perpetuated or promoted that violence or anything else, and we never will. It's like, why? If we have to do it, we don't want to promote it, because let's keep it 100, all right? Y'all haven't heard PM Dawn on TV, MTV or whatever. But we've been touring, we've been doing things. You go on YouTube, you go on the Dock of the Dawn YouTube site, you see me rocking in front of 50,000 people in the Philippines, all right? Why is that? Because I'm not buying the coke, cooking the coke, cutting it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no stipulations with my passport. I could go in any country I want, and I'm good. A lot of these rap dudes, they can't do it.
Yeah, you got to
know. Yeah, so, like, cats talk a lot of stuff, try to glorify things, and, you know, we're living in an era, I know I have to back my homeboy 50 up, we're living in an era where people cheer for Albert Brown and they boo MC Gusto.
Well, you know what? I'm going to try to get it back positive, man. I appreciate you, man, giving us the real story, man, because
since you asked me a question, I'm going to give you the truth.
And I appreciate it. Look, I appreciate that, man.
I got that MC Gusto analogy, too.
Yeah.
You know, but on the positive, there is a new album out called Welcome to the Far Universe, all right? They got more music coming. And I'm just trying to hold down my squad. I'm trying to hold down my squad. You got my man, and shout to my homie Prince B, all right? Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be in the position I was in. I never would have went and did the things that I did. Never would have been a part of VH1 acknowledging us as number 81 on the greatest 100 videos or songs of hip-hop. He's suffering from diabetes. He's on dialysis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was about to ask you what was up with Prince D, man.
Amputee, and it breaks my heart. It's like,
oh, man.
What you got to realize is this. Diabetes, okay? And more importantly than diabetes, food can be a drug, okay? Food, sugar, sodas, or whatever, it can be an addictive drug, all right? And if you allow it to take control of you, this is what can happen to you. So what I'm saying to you is this. I try to raise awareness for diabetes. You remember we did a show called Hit Me Baby back in 2005. We won like a few thousand, gave it to the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. Whatever we could do, I feel like I wish cancer and diabetes were human beings so I could beat the shit out of them, because they're the ones that do the most damage to my family and families across the universe. You know what I mean?
We just lost somebody, man. DJ Frankie Knuckles, man, just passed away. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's a house DJ. He passed away yesterday. I thought it was an April Fool's jokes, man, but he had complications from diabetes, man. You know,
Well, rest in peace, Frankie Knuckles. Rest in peace, the Nate Dogg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, when is it going to stop? You know, we gotta learn. That's why people made such a joke about former Mayor Bloomberg in New York trying to ban sugary substances and things. And I'm like, that man knows what he's talking about. He's trying to save your life. You know, is this cats be out of control? And, you know, my thing is this. Diabetes is just as dangerous as any other disease out there. And people need to start understanding it's really a disease.
Yeah, I'm 100% because I'm borderline. So I understand. Yeah.
And you got to stay on point, man. And I'm going to tell you something, too. If you can't do regular Coke, don't do diet either, okay? Because the shit they use to make the diet will hurt you worse than the sugar. So if you got to do bottled water, do bottled water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
something
all I drink.
Get you an orange or grapefruit, let it go.
And diabetes ain't no joke, man. Ain't no joke. I'm sorry to hear that about B, man. I had no idea, man, because, you know, like I say, it really doesn't talk about that in Wikipedia, man. And so I'm glad you kind of opened that door up for us, man, because
I want people to understand, because a lot of people, every once in a while I get a couple of, I love LL Cool J, man. I call him Uncle on Twitter. But I love the way he talks, you know. These laptop gangsters, they can't understand. They think I'm trying to capitalize or trying to push something that don't need to be pushed. And I tell them, I say, look, man, it's with a heavy heart that I do this and push this forward, all right? People don't understand, all right? When we do music, we're not in the mainstream, okay?
All right.
PM Dawn doesn't look good in a thong with butt implants, all right? People are, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, we're not in the mainstream like Nicki Minaj or Drake, one of them dudes. So what I'm saying is that when we go to work, we pay our bills regularly. It's like we have the privilege of doing what we love for a living as opposed to making millions and millions of dollars. You see what I mean?
Right.
And if you look at some of the dudes that are in the upper echelon on Forbes' list, they're not getting it off of hip-hop. They're getting it off of their other endeavors, all right? And that's just the bottom line. So that being said, we go out of our way to bust our asses to make this music. And when we couldn't make music or we couldn't tour, it hurt us and it hurt our families in a big way.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, I get positive messages from more people than I get negative messages. But you get people that will curse me, say things like, oh, you're not the original or this, that, that, and the other. And I'm like, you know what? If you could say it to my face and keep your teeth at the show, I'll respect it. I'll respect it. But otherwise, don't say it. I'm like, I don't do the laptop gangster thing very well.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm learning by example because I like the way LL Cool J handles the hate that he gets. So, you know, it's all to the goody. But
I like I say, man, I respect you, man. I mean, I listened to PM Dawn. That took my heart, man. I didn't know B was in that bad of a shape, man. But they don't talk about that stuff, man. I had no idea he was in that bad of shape, man.
The reason I talk about it now is because he was embarrassed about it. And I said, we got to tell people because now people will see what you're going through and they'll love you more for it. You know,
it shouldn't even take all of that, man. But I understand
what
you're going for, man.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And you know, to your audience, I just want to say thank you for all of the Twitters, the Facebooks, and everything. I really and truly appreciate all of the love. Tell B I said hi. Tell him don't quit. Thank you for keeping the bliss alive, Doc G. All that stuff. I love all of that stuff. All right. And I'm always going to be around as long as there's air in my body to breathe. I'm always going to push forward. And I still believe that someday you'll see me in that utopian bastard on stage side by side again.
You know what, brother, man? Like I say, man, I appreciate you coming on the show, man, and blessing us with this information. Like, D caught me by surprise, man, because when I talked to him this morning, he was like, yeah, man, I got PM Dawn. Like, man, get out of here. Stop playing. because it just took me by surprise, man. Like, get the fuck out of here. You ain't
listen, I'm very, you'd be surprised. I'm very approachable, okay? You'd be surprised how many people will pull me aside after the show and go, Doc, we got a family member, huge PM Dawn fan, suffering from cancer or something else, and then I have to go to the hospital. We pray with family. And we do a lot of things that don't get covered because we're not those dudes.
Yeah,
we don't do it for the accolade. We do it because it needs to be done. So it's not, I mean, it's a small thing, and it's a blessing. Anytime somebody says they want to interview or something else, I just say, first off, thank you, and what do you need? So, you know.
Bro, you the realest person, man. We've had some interviews, man, with people, man. Some okay, some are like asshats and shit.
I know,
man,
you get these heathens that he's standing up, right?
You real, yeah. Man. I ain't even gonna front, man. And I appreciate you coming, man, to the
Listen,
show.
At the end of the day, I'm just like you, man. I get off work, all right? I go get my 40 ounce of Bud Ice and I stare my beautiful white woman in the face and tell her that I love her.
Oh shit. You're killing me. Hey man, where can people find information about you, man?
I gotta put this out. Before you say something, I gotta put this out, all right? Tell Kanye West to stop biting my style, man. I'm the original white lover. I'm the original white lover, goddammit.
Okay.
He's biting my style. I'm going to throw him off the fucking stage when I see him.
you got to
get him off Vogue.
Right. You got to get him off Vogue, and hopefully you can keep him from snapping on Sway again, man. Like, I think you got the
mad right now, anyway.
Hey, there's no such thing as snapping on Sway, all right? Because Sway has a snap to his fist.
Let me tell you something.
I have a nickname for Sway. I call him Black Thunder Punch Man.
Look, I saw the interview. Sway put him in his place. He made him turn it down to bring that shit down a notch because he don't play Sway.
I'm telling you. You don't step the Black Thunder Punch Man, all right? You don't do it. I'm telling you right now.
Thunder Punch
you think the Sway, hey, listen, they can think Sway is Samson if you want to, but his strength don't come from his hair, all right? You better leave Sway alone.
But look, where can we find information about PM Don, man? I know you Twittering, man. What's up with Facebook?
All right, here's what you do. My Facebook right now, they got the PM Dawn Facebook. The best way to get to it, hold on, I'm going to tell you right now. The best way to get to all PM Dawn information is to hit us up on Twitter, all right? It's at official PM Dawn.
Okay.
At what?
At official PM
Dawn. Yeah,
okay.
PM Dawn. That's the best way. I answer it directly myself. You know, I bigged up the D-Hour Radio Network and everything earlier. And that's the way to do it.
Uh-huh.
That's what's up.
The official PM Dawn.
Man, I want to thank you for coming in, man. I know you get that question like 1,000 times, man. What happened at that show, man? You got to tell it like
every time y'all give me that question, I'm going to answer it truthfully because it's like at some point, I'm going to run into this dude and there ain't going to be nobody else and everything and we're going to have to settle it at some point. And it's going to be one of those things where, like, he's going to say what needs to be said, but I feel like there was never truly a real apology put out there, and I feel like the whole perception of the group was damaged because
from that
my
one thing,
boy,
from
who was my leader at the time, chose to take the high road, and I feel like it damaged the group in some way because if I wasn't away when it went down, it would have been handled totally differently.
It'd have been a different story. Well, I remember De La went through that same shit, man, you know, with people trying to mess with him.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you. If I was home when that happened, I would probably be the C-murder of PM Dawn.
I took your C-murder. Nah, you don't want to be with C-murder at, goddammit.
I don't, but I'm just telling you, that's why they say everything happened for a reason, but...
Yeah,
I'm just telling it like it is, man. Like right now.
And if people want to, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just said right now, people talking to me about it. Like I said, I'm cool with it now. But you asked me a question. And I gave you a truthful answer. I'm not trying to start up old beefs. I'm just telling it like it is. It always left a bad taste in my mouth, and I feel like it's my fault because I shouldn't have left my boys. And I just chalk that up to never abandon your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, you know, like I say, man, it's probably best that you wasn't there, man, because it probably would have went a whole nother direction. You know, we were talking to J-Rule a couple of months ago, man. And, you know, he was telling us some shady shit that happened to him, and he got fucking stabbed. you know.
Let me tell you
and
something,
almost
man.
Lost his life.
I got respect for J. Rue the Damager because he was one of, like, the most left-on lyricists. See, when you talk about, they need to make, like, a separate hip-hop hall of fame. And a lot of dudes need to be in it, all right? The OCs, the J. Rues, the Rakim. Why isn't Rakim in the Hall of Fame? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
right.
Why isn't Big Daddy Kane in the Hall of Fame? It's 2008. It's a long time ago. Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? It's been 20 years, all right? He can go in the Hall of Fame, and he don't even have to give a speech. All he got to do is say, Everybody will know. Everybody will know.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
And
it's
crazy,
that's the culture of hip hop. There's a lack of respect. Okay, Willie Nelson will never get disrespected. All right.
Nah.
And Snoop Dogg won't get disrespected, but they need to show more love, and that's what it is. But I'm not one of these mad rapper dudes that goes, "Oh, I'm trying to take it back. I'm trying to take it forward," and that's what the new music is about. And that's what everything is about. But the message is always the same. Maintain the bliss. And in the darkest hour comes the light. That's what it always comes down to for us.
Yeah. If people want to send well wishes to Prince B, does he have, like, a Twitter or a Facebook or somewhere where they can send him, you know, fan mail or something like that?
I'm going to go even more personal than that, homie. They could do it on Twitter, but if they want to send a more personal message, I'm going to put this out there. Hold on, I'm going in my contact info right now. This is unprecedented, if I'm a truth. If you really want to show him your love, you hit up this email. It's called princebforreal@gmail.com. And it's the number 4. PRINCEBE, the number 4, and then real@gmail.com. And I promise you he'll get it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man, so people can wish this brother well, man.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Or you can send me a DM, you can either send me a DM or a public tweet. I call this dude up every couple of weeks, and I'll let him know what people are saying.
Is there any way, man, is he able to communicate on the phone? He still, you know, he ain't hemmed up that bad, is he? Can he, you know, can he talk on the phone and
I'll
stuff?
I'll tell you what.
I'd like to talk to him.
I'll get the big dog on the phone. Give me a couple months to put it together, but I'll get the big dog on the phone for you. That's no problem.
That's what's up, man. I have D hooked that up with you too, man, so we could talk to him and talk to y'all again, man. Just to let the brother know we ain't forgot him, and you know, he still have people that remember him and stuff. Like I said, man, I'm really shook by that, man, because I had no idea he was messed up like that, man. Like I said, I'm borderline, so I'm nervous as fuck now.
You know, what you need to do is listen to your doctor and don't sleep, all right? Don't sneak and get that, you know, that little treat and everything. Just do what you got to do. And I'll tell you something else, too. In some cases, if you work your ass off and get down to under 200 pounds, the shit will go away on its own.
Yeah, I keep hearing that you can reverse it, man. I keep hearing that. Stop eating all that bread and shit and... Wow.
Yeah, you know, and let me just say, props to Fat Joe, because Fat Joe showed us a lot of love during the VH1 Greatest Ones Songs of Hip Hop. Said that he keeps Set Adrift on Memory Bliss and his iPod and everything. Really appreciated that, and I saw him on Twitter. And props to him for losing weight and bringing awareness. And he was educating the community, talking about how, you know, it's Hispanic culture to eat a lot of bread in the morning time and everything, and that bread becomes sugar. And he was on DJ Vlad TV, and he was educating people, and I give him a lot of respect for that. He didn't have to do that. He could have kept it his business.
Yeah, he could have did that for real. Man.
And
you know why I want to
Fat Joe? Because Fat Joe was one of the only dudes from the East that had the heart to step to Suge Knight at that Miami Teen Summit somewhere in the 90s when he felt like he was untouchable, and Fat Joe was one of the only thugs that stood up for the East Coast.
Yeah, I remember that too, man.
That's why I find it funny. Yeah, it's like people hate on him and say, "Oh, he don't care about New York, and he strictly went down south." And I say, "Oh, pump your brakes, homie," because I remember Fat Joe put a lot of work in for New York.
Yeah.
Terror Squad was on it, especially when Pun was alive.
Yo, even before the Pun days, he was putting in work by himself. Another dude, never rolled with no bodyguard. It was just him.
Yes, Fat Joe, man. I remember the last show I saw him and Pun was at the House of Blues, man. And I was out there and I seen Pun ass pull up in the limo. And then I was on stage with them and I got a chair for Pun because he got tired. He was like, give me a chair. And I got him a chair so he could sit down. And both of these cats just took off their damn shirts and all the females out in the crowd yelling at him and shit. That was a funny ass show, man.
Hey, shout out to them, man, because they made it cool to be out of shape that night.
Yeah, that was some funny shit, man. Paul was like, yo, give me a chair, B, give me a chair. And I put the chair out there for him. And he was out there rhyming, man. That was some
hell
funny
yeah.
shit, man.
Yo, Pun was a good dude, man. Pun was a good dude. I didn't know him personally, but he was a good dude. There's a lot of cats that I met that I didn't know personally, like Tupac, the Biggie Smalls. They was good dudes. I mean, I saw Biggie spit like one of the illest freestyles at a Miss Jones birthday party. And I got a lot of love for those dudes, man. And I feel like their memory needed to be preserved. You know,
yeah, you're right. Because these young cats, man, they shitting on them, man. They don't remember nobody, man. The new term is relevant, you know. But, man, we're going to break it off, man. I want you to come back, dude, man, because you real, man. I like that shit, man.
No doubt,
I
man.
Appreciate
hey,
it.
Hey, yo, you got
I
any of the new music
back.
On you?
He gave it to me, but I couldn't put it up on there late, man. But D got to me about it, man. I couldn't put it on there. But what I will do, if you got some time next week, man, because we ain't really got nobody calling in either next week, man, come on in and I'll play, like, three or four songs off of what you sent us, man. And put it
hey,
on
no
there.
Doubt.
You
hit
tell
me
us
up. Y'all got my personal number. Anytime y'all need me for whatever charity event,
I got you.
Need to raise awareness. Listen, man, my mother suffers from the disease of lupus. You know what I mean? Anytime y'all need me for anything, yo, get at me, man. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Team Bliss got your back.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
no doubt. We gonna let you slide, man, because our time is winding down, man. But I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah,
we'll
man.
Get in contact with
you
real soon.
Let me tell your people, maintain the bliss. Now I'm rocking with Spectrum Music Group. Shout to Bobby Collins, CEO, and shout to Cleopatra Records, you know, X-Ray Records. Shout to my man, Benny. I'm just moving forward, man, keeping the bliss maintained. And the new album is called Welcome to the Far Universe. You can cop it on iTunes, Amazon MP3. All digital outlets.
Hit him one more time with that, man. Hit him one more.
Yeah, I said the album is called Welcome to the Far Universe, and it's actually out now. And just go cop it, you know, and decide for yourself if the old guy still got it.
That's what's up. Go support that, people. Y'all heard it. iTunes. Ain't no vinyl on that or nothing.
Yep. So if you got a Galaxy S, whatever, you can buy it. If you got an iTunes, 5C, whatever, you can do it. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay,
right,
man. We're going to call you tonight, man. I appreciate you calling. We got your math. I'm going to have D get up with you, man, because I want both of y'all back on, man. Press B and yourself, man. Get on there. We can do this, man.
All right. Y'all do your thing, man. I'm about to go make love.
You do that, man. Go love your white baby girl. Go love her, baby.
You got it. You know what time it is.
Best, man. I'll let you, man.
All right, 718. Peace.
Wow, that's what's up, man. We got like 60 seconds in the show. My man showed us great love, man. I'm shocked. I am, like, seriously shocked, man. I did not know dude was in that bad of a shape. You know, that diabetes is a motherfucker, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a motherfucker. I did not know. But I respect him, man, for coming on. I know he get tired of telling that story, man. But I never knew. Like I said, I've heard, like, three different stories of that, man. And I appreciate him elaborating on that and letting us know, you know, what's going on. PM Don is still doing shows, man, even if Prince B is not in the group. You know, performing, man, it's still PM Don, man. So y'all go out and support that cat, man, and pick up that album, man.
and what it do, you know? What's on your mind, Divine, man? You been quiet, man. You sucking that up there too, huh?
Man, I'm in the the ironic thing is I am actually in the grocery store.
You in the grocery store, you buying shit.
I'm in the grocery store. And, you know, and I had to mute myself because it is the madness that they playing on the radio. But, you know, I'm a vegetarian. So, you know, I'm a promoter and advocate of healthy eating. So I have some relevant information, but we will talk about that later. You hear this? You hear people on the PA right now shouting crap.
But you know what? That's just how grimy our show is, man. We that ain't nothing new. Like I said, we done had people on the phone, man, on the show, shopping, eating food, ordering shit, talking to them for the good side. All right, you know what I'm saying? So we know how to get down, man.
You know what?
But I hope y'all
thought we were talking to Prince.
But that's
what we were.
But that's what that mute button's for, though. Mute button coming handy.
I thought we were on the phone.
Yeah, I thought we were talking to Prince B too. But after he introduced himself, I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah.
You know, but that's cool though, man. I ain't even mad, man. I appreciate that, brother, man, coming on and setting it right, man. You know, and letting us know. They ain't got half of the stuff he was talking about in Wikipedia, man. I do see he suffered a massive stroke that left him paralyzed. Prince B was a heavy set dude, though. I do remember that, man. I do remember that. But, you know, it be like that. But I'm sitting over here shook now because I'm like, damn, I'm borderline. Shit. So, but anyway, y'all, I appreciate y'all listening to the show. We're going to cut out now. We about a minute over. But, man, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks to PM Dawn coming through. Thanks to Ghost coming through, man. Hopefully next week I have somebody else on here for you. I might get Doodlebug from Digital Planets because he's got some new stuff he wants to promote. And we're going to try to get Smooth B back on here, man. I've been bullshitting around, but we're going to try to make that happen, man. So I want to thank y'all for listening in. Reg, you want to add your 10 cent?
I want to thank them for listening in, too. And Birthday Bash coming to ATL. It's on its way.
That's what's up. Divine, you got your groceries, man. You want to share your shout out?
Healthy
on another plan.
Healthy living. See y'all in the. See y'all next week.
That's what's up. All right, y'all, we out of here, and we'll catch y'all next Wednesday for Naja Here Wednesday. I ain't even gonna play the outro song, so we just gonna sign out. So peace out, people. Love y'all. Naja Here.
We out.